So trending on this week's Japanese social media was Olympic athletes that are being called on to denounce the Olympics or to pull out. There's talk about Mei Do Nahi, the May Day, May 10. There's a big live stream by a pop kabuki outfit that people talking. And there was chaos on the floor of the Diet this week when somebody asked Prime Minister Suga a question and he read from his notes like some kind of robot, and that got people pretty annoyed. There was a lot of discussion about how people are moving away from TV and going to other media. I guess that's happening everywhere. And of course there was a lot of talk about the coronavirus, which continues to get worse in Japan, and a lot of people criticizing the government who have done things like reduce the number of trains that are going around in the hope of people moving around less, but it just causes more congestion on trains, strangely enough. Okay, so we'll have a look at these topics. I'll read the Japanese tweet and my English translation. I hope this is of interest. If you like this, please subscribe and keep up to date what's happening in Japan and Japanese language and culture. So the first post that caught my eye on social media this week was something by the swimmer Ikie Rikako. She's a really interesting swimmer because in 2018 she won 6 gold medals at the Asian Games, which is a new record. And then in 2019, the very next year, she was diagnosed with leukemia. So this started his battle with this sickness. And then in 2021, she succeeded in qualifying for the Olympics again. So it's this amazing sort of good news story about somebody overcoming the odds. Now, she was posting on Twitter this week talking about how people have been encouraging her to pull out of the Olympics and criticize the Olympics. So there's this big movement in Japan still at the moment for the Olympics to be called off. So this really caught on, this tweet, where she expressed her thoughts on the whole situation. So I'll read that. I'll read it in sections in Japanese and then in English. So she wrote, 今このコロナ禍でオリンピックの中止を求める声が多いことは仕方なく当然のことだと思っています。私も他の選手もきっとオリンピックがあってもなくても決まったことは受け入れ、やるならもちろん全力で、ないなら次に向けて頑張るだけだと思ってます。1年延期されたオリンピックは私のような選手であればラッキーでもあり、逆に絶望してしまう選手もいます。Which translates as, but I feel it is only natural that many people are calling for the cancellation of the Olympics because of the corona pandemic. Whether the Olympics go ahead or not, I and other athletes will accept what is decided. If yes, we'll do our best. If no, then we'll put all our efforts into next time. With the Olympics postponed for 1 year, there are some athletes who are lucky like me, and others who fall into despair. She continues, 持病を持っている私も開催されなくても、今目の前にある重症化リスクに日々不安な生活を送っています。私に反対の声を求めても、私は何も変えることができません。ただ今やるべきことを全うし、応援していただいている方たちの期待に応えたい一心で日々の練習をしています。オリンピックについて良いメッセージもあれば、正直今日は非常に心を痛めたメッセージもありました。この暗い世の中をいち早く変えたい、そんな気持ちは皆さんと同じように強く持ってます。ですが、それを選手個人に当てるのはとっても苦しいです。長くなってしまいましたが、私に限らず頑張っている選手をどんな状態になっても温かく見守ってほしいなと思います。For someone with a chronic illness like me, if the Olympics don't go ahead, I'll be living a life filled with the anxiety caused by the possibility of a worsening condition. Even asked to voice my own opposition, I really can't change anything. I am simply doing what must be done in the here and now and focusing heart and soul on my training in order to live up to the expectations of those who have offered me their support. There have been some positive messages about the Olympics, and honestly, today I've received some very traumatic messages. I have the same strong desire to quickly bring change to this dark world as anybody else does. But placing those sort of demands on individual athletes is really distressing. I've gone on pretty long, but what I want is for people to watch over all athletes, not just me, with a kind eye, no matter the situation. So yeah, there's still a lot of debate over the Olympics, and as you can see, pressure's being brought to bear on individual athletes to come out and speak out against the Olympics. So to switch over to some other social media, one of the hashtags that I saw trending this week was this one, Takizawa Kabuki Zero 2021 Namahaishin. So I didn't know anything about Takizawa Kabuki, but it seems that it's a production that's been going since the mid-2000s, where it really looks quite intriguing, where it's sort of traditional elements of Kabuki, but also very pop, modern elements. And in its latest incarnation, Takizawa Kabuki is collaborating with Johnny's Jumashaw, the Johnny's office of idol singers. So they're sort of, yeah, putting together these traditional elements plus pop idols, and to the point where it's been trending on Twitter that they were doing a Namahaishin, a live stream. So just to have a look at what that looks and sounds like.
これは 舞台でも映画でもない新たな幕開け。スクリーンで出会うかつてない興奮と映像体験。
Yeah, so I don't know a whole lot about this show. If anyone knows, please let me know what you know, if you've seen the show. But yeah, interesting to see this type of art form trending on Twitter this week. Now, one other sort of just strange trending hashtag this week was this one took a little bit of figuring out what it was all about. It was, Ore no kokan ga no ato ni meikyoku ireru to seiteki. So kokan is an interesting word meaning like the nether regions. So ore no kokan, my nether regions. And the idea is people are meant to put after that the name of a famous song, Meikoko Yureru to Seiteki, and then it becomes like this strange sexy phrase. So the I thought it might be fun to try doing some in English. So I tried out a couple of Beatles songs, such as My Nether Regions Are Back in the USSR, Ore no Kokan ga Soren ni Oita Mama, or My Nether Regions Are an Octopus's Garden, Ore no Kokan ga Tako no Niwa, or My Nether Regions Are Nowhere Man, Ore no Kokan ga Doko ni mo nai. I could go on forever here. My Nether Regions Are Strawberry Fields Forever, Ore no Kokan ga Eien ni Ichigo Batake. I don't know. This is some of the silly stuff that we like to get excited about on social media. And Japan's no different. Of course, Meido no Hi, so Maid Day. And this is kind of in the vein of Star Wars Day with May 4th, May the Force be with you, this wordplay. And Meido no Hi comes from the English word Mei, Mei, and Do, as in To, as in the Japanese number 10. So Meido no Hi is, Maid Day. May 10 is Maid Day, apparently, now. So there's lots of people posting. Mostly it was any kind of young, pretty cute girl that has a social media account was sort of dressing up as a maid and, posting photos. So I don't know how enlightened this is from a feminist perspective, but there was one post that I saw that was sort of interesting and it wasn't just a picture of a sexy girl in a maid outfit, but it was somebody that does work at a maid cafe, and she was posting about her experience of wanting to become a maid and telling her teacher that's what she wanted to do and just how much she wanted to become a maid. It's interesting that people have this much desire to become a maid, or there are some people anyway. Why she was talking to a teacher about it, I don't really know. But she wrote, Meido ni naritai to tannin no sensei ni yuttara, hanashi ao tabi ni hitei sarete, aru hi wa taiku kyoukan shitsu de 1時間ほどお説教されて大泣きしたけれど、でもやっぱり何を言われてもメイドになりたくて、ウサギの国を飛び出し、アットホームカフェでお給仕させていただいてますが、本当に幸せです。先生にこの姿を見てほしい。So every time I talked to my homeroom teacher about wanting to become a maid, they told me not to do it. There was one day where they lectured me for around an hour in the sports room until I started bawling my eyes out. But I still wanted to be a maid. I'm really happy that I took the leap from the world of bunnies to wait tables at the at-home cafe. I'm so happy. I wish my teacher could see me now. So the Japanese and I guess partly worldwide maid fetish continues. So to return to some slightly more serious posts. So there was an interesting moment in the Japanese parliament the day at this week where one of the members of parliament, Rinho, asked Prime Minister Suga a question and basically said, if the hospitals are all under stress in Japan and they're having trouble treating the Japanese people, and then the Olympics on and a athlete came to the hospital, who would get treated first? You know, quite a biting sort of question to ask. And Prime Minister Suga, he started reading from his notes, but they were obviously notes that weren't actually for that question, and they were just notes that had been pre-prepared. And so parliamentarian Rinho got quite angry, and it led to this standoff and people sort of moving around the floor, you know, shuffling notes and whispering in people's ears. And a lot of people were tweeting that this just shows that democracy is broken in Japan, that the politicians, they don't even listen to the questions and they won't even respond, and that they either are totally ignorant that that's their responsibility, or worse, they know they're meant to answer these questions, but they choose not to. So the scene sounded like this.
急いで救急車で病院に搬送しなければいけないのに受け入れてくれる病院が見つからない。こんなに悪化してるんですよ。総理、指定病院にオリパラ大会のオリンピックの選手とこの日本人の搬送困難事由の人が来られた場合、どちらが優先されるんですか。
まず先ほど私、山下さんの話の中で、これぜひご理解いただきたいんですけど、この度ファイザー社から選手などの選手代のワクチンの無償提供というのがファイザーから申し入れがありました。その上で一般の日本人との接触を厳に回避するため、それぞれの場所での動線分離を徹底、そして移動方法を原則専用車両に限定するなど厳格な行動管理を実施しますので、そうした可能性は極めて薄いというふうに思います。
質問と全く答弁しないんですけど、
やだ
ダメですよ、全然違うじゃないですか。ちょっと指導してください。
And after this, they have several minutes of people crossing the floor and general chaos. So Morita Ryuji has posted a tweet about the incident. Renho-san, Gorin Senshu to Nihonjin no Hanso Konnan Jiu no Hito ga Korareta Bai, Dochira ga Yusuen Sareru no desu ka, Suga Shusho. Kaigai no Kyogi Sha Oyobi行動犯人を連呼、何の話をしてんの。国会騒然の件、すぐ首相が全く違う原稿を読み続けた原因は認知のいがみではなく答弁拒否の確信罪だと思う。 Which translates as Parliamentarian Renho, if an Olympic athlete and a Japanese person arrived at a hospital that was experiencing difficulties in receiving patients, which would take priority?Prime Minister Suga, according to codes of conduct and overseas athletes, Renho, what are you talking about? Parliamentary turmoil. Prime Minister Suga's continued reading of totally unrelated manuscript in response to a question was not a failure of cognition, but a premeditated refusal to answer. And of course, there were other corona-related issues that were trending across Twitter all week. So Raibudo News was tweeting about the policies towards the train. So the Japanese government actually reduced the number of trains they were running in a bid to discourage people from moving, but they actually just added to congestion on the trains because there were less trains. So that had a lot of people angry. The government came out and did admit that they were mistaken in that policy this week. So Live Door News tweeted, 乗客減らず各社に要請した鉄道減便逆に3つ発生人流を減らす狙いだったが赤羽国交省は混雑が発生したことをと反省を口にした減便しているから出動や外出をやめようとはならない発想が逆との声が上がる。Which translates as, passengers do not decrease. Requests of railroad companies to reduce services led to greater, not less, congestion. The aim was to reduce the flow of people, but Minister Akabane soul-searched and said, we have to do something about the congestion that has resulted. And many voices have said, just because you reduce services doesn't mean that people stop going out or to work. The whole concept is back to front. Another hashtag that was trending on Twitter this week was Terebi Banare, which means, people moving away from television. So talking about people moving to other media. There's one tweet I saw which I thought was pretty interesting, just showing a video of somebody going about their routine in front of a computer, basically spending their whole life in front of a computer. So she's eating, she's putting on her makeup, she's smoking, crying, headphones on, headphones off, glasses on, glasses off. One stage she's got a gas mask on. Just showing that, people live their whole lives in front of a computer now and television. I think this shows how television is probably not as relevant as it was. And the headline says, Terebi banare, honto no ryu wa. Oshi no ko ga terebi de naku YouTube ni iru kara Netflix ya Amazon Prime ya online game ga aru shi. Yeah, so the real reason that people are moving to these online platforms are that the oshi no ko, so oshi is somebody that's a fan of something, oshiteru, they're rooting for someone or something, and those sort of people they've all gone online. So another tweet on the same topic read, テレビ離れがトレンドに上がってますけど、日本にとって今後の行く末を左右する国会中継を放送しなかったり、ニュースも自民党に忖度して与党が不利になるニュースを報道しなかったり、クソみたいなバラエティを量産していったら誰も見たくなりますよ。アニメやドラマは円盤やネットで見れますし。So the shift away from TV is trending. Not broadcasting the diet sessions that will make or break the future of Japan. Not reporting news that is negative for the ruling party and the LDP. Mass producing variety program dross. That's what's making people turn off. And people can watch anime and dramas on disc or online. So that's a quick look at the social media headlines that struck me as interesting this week. Please follow if you're interested in keeping up with Japan and Japanese culture and language. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.